ABC Radio Australia.
Fiji's Deputy Director of Public Prosecutions is defending the move to grant immunity to several people charged in connection to the country's largest cocaine bust. Police seized more than 2.6 tonnes of the drug at a remote jetty in mid-January and arrested 10 locals and 6 foreign nationals on a range of drug charges. The High Court released 5 of the local defendants on bail on Monday after hearing they'd been granted immunity to help the prosecution. Without referring to specifics of the current case, Prosecutor John Rembuku says the general aim of immunity deals is to catch the big fish. Here he is speaking to Fiji reporter Lithe Mavono.
Immunity is usually granted to a smaller fish in a group, but who knows everything, or who knows most of everything. Or sometimes it's granted to somebody who knows, say, half of the planning, and it's granted also to somebody who can support that evidence or knows about the other half of the planning. And it's always critical for group offending, especially when group offendings are done in secret or what was planned to be committed did not eventuate. Which is, so for conspiracy, we're able to lay charges for conspiracy because it's specifically provided for under the Illicit Drugs Controls Act, and it's also provided, you know, as an offence under our Crimes Act. And so providing immunity to particular witnesses strengthens the state's case because these are the people who were present during the planning. And when we provide them immunity, when they talk about what really happened, you are able then to corroborate that from the rest of the evidence that's coming in. So in that way, it strengthens the state's case against, say, one or two or the rest of the people who are part of the planning. In conspiracy cases, what we're always looking for is the main guy, the big fish, so to speak, you know, in that group. We're not interested in the small fish. That's why we give, you know, we're not interested in him going to jail. We want him to talk about who really started all this and who was going to benefit from it.
How do we keep them safe? How will authorities keep them safe in the duration of this trial?
There are no provisions to keep them safe. You know, there are no provisions to keep them safe. They are responsible for their own safety. They are on strict bail conditions. But I guess most of them, if not all of them, are happy that they've been granted immunity because none of them rejected the immunity offer. In particular, we had offered immunity to somebody else also in the second group. It was not forthcoming, so we withdrew that immunity and then we gave it to somebody else in that same group. So when they're outside, their safety is really their own responsibility. Because here in Fiji, we don't have the provisions, neither do we have the resources within the police force or the office of DBB to be able to protect witnesses.
Do you think that could be a hindrance to the ability of accused persons to offer up evidence they might have in exchange for immunity?
Well, see, everybody wants immunity. That's the bottom line. Everybody wants immunity in this type of big drug cases because they know that, you know, if the state proves its case, they're going in for 20 years or more. Despite everyone wanting immunity, we at the DBB's office, we decide who should be given immunity. You know, because everyone wants to get away with not being charged for these large shipments. And with the ones who now remain on the information, of course, immunity offers, you know, are still open. If we see that whatever evidence they provide is useful in the grander scheme of things, you know, in terms of like these large shipments.
That was Fiji's Deputy Director of Public Prosecutions, Prosecutor John Rembuku, speaking there with Lithe Mavono.